KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you here this hour by McAtee Tire and Service Center, 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs.
Warm weather means that lawnmowers, tractors, and construction workers will be back out in full force. McAtee Tire and Service wants to let people know that they offer free pickup and delivery in Atlantic. And the guys at the shop are able to do oil changes, engine repair, tires, and the service truck is ready for situations when you aren't able to bring your vehicle to the shop. Normal work hours are 7 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Saturdays from 7 to noon. So if you're in the field, on the construction site, or stranded on the side of the road, remember, you can always rely on McAtee Tire. Call 243-4413 or stop in and talk to Grandpa and the guys at 100 West 2nd Street here in Atlantic. But right now, you can receive a $50 mail-in rebate when you buy a select set of 4 Goodyear tires. Enjoy the warm weather, and remember, you can always count on McAtee Tire for dependable, timely service from an awesome group of guys.
And starting off with high school softball and baseball from last night, we had a doubleheader softball broadcast for you here on the radio, and the Atlantic Trojans opened up their home slate with a double-dip win over Denison Schleswig. Atlantic took the first game 12-0 in 4 innings of play and 12-2 in 5 innings in the nightcap. Olivia Engler pitched to Jim in the opener with 8 strikeouts and allowed just 1 hit in the short contest. The Trojans also had a good start at the plate. They led off the game with base hits from Alyssa Derby and Madison Botis and trotted across 3 runs in the first frame. They would go on to bring home 3 more in the second and 5 in the third. Kennedy Gergen drove in the deciding run with an RBI single then in the fourth, hitting that 12-run mercy rule. Also, Gergen got the start in the circle for Atlantic in the second game. She had 3 strikeouts, allowing 8 hits. Finished very strong to end the game in the fifth with 2 strikeouts and a forced groundout to end the contest. Olivia Engler went 3-for-4 with 2 doubles and drove in 2 runs in that second game. Lauren Nicholas had back-to-back triples in the contest, the first of them driving in 2 runs in the second. Atlantic improves to 3-0 on the young season. They'll host Clarinda and Earlham on Thursday and Friday to end the week. Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman, afterwards speaking with us, said that he's pretty pleased with where the team is at here at this point in the season, considering all things that have been going on and the changes that have been made. He felt like a lot of times you make the biggest step of improvement from game one to game two after you've settled in, and he thought the team pretty much did that and was very pleased that they started to hit the ball a little bit deeper there in that second game as well, using many more of those multiple base hits in that second contest of the night. Also, another softball play in Hawkeye 10 action last night. It was Glenwood defeating Creston 8-4. Harlan a 10-0 winner over Kemper Catholic. Lewis Central 10-5 over St. Albert. And Shenandoah beat Red Oak 18-10. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Audubon 12-8 over Trainer. IKM Manning an 18-8 winner over Tri-Center. Riverside 16-4 over AHSTW. Underwood a 7-1 winner over Logan Magnolia. Westwood 4-3 over Missouri Valley. In Rolling Valley play, it was Cam 18-7 over Griswold. West Monona beat Woodbine 10-0. Corner conference action, Stanton a 15-3 winner over Essex. Pride of Iowa play, it was Mount Air 15-3 over Southwest Valley. Nottoway Valley beat Bedford 13-1. Southeast Warren was an 18-5 winner over Central Decatur. Wayne a 6-1 win over Martinsdale St. Mary's. In West Central Activities Conference play, ACGC picked up an 11-4 win over Madrid. It was I-35 over Van Meter 7-6. Ogden 12-0 over West Central Valley. Panorama 12-2 over Woodward Granger. Also in other scores, Orion Maxburg an 11-3 win over Mouton Odell. In baseball play last night, the Atlantic Trojans picked up their first win of the season as they notched a 15-5 win over Denison Schleswig. So they're now 1-1 on the young season. Glenwood a 5-2 winner over Creston. It was Harlan 5-2 over Kemper. Shenandoah beat a Red Oak 1-0, and St. Albert a 4-1 winner over Lewis Central. In Western Iowa Conference play, HSTW a 6-inning winner over Riverside 14-4. Trainer topped Audubon 7-3. Tri-Center 11-3 over IKM Manning. Missouri Valley was an 11-10 winner over Westwood. Underwood beat Logan Magnolia 11-1. Corner Conference at play, it was Stanton 15-0 over Essex. In Pride of Iowa action, Southeast Warren 6-4 over Central Decatur. Martinsdale St. Mary's a 13-3 win over Wayne. Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 11-1. Nottoway Valley a 7-3 win over Bedford. Roland Story beat Lennox 13-1. In West Central Activities Conference play, it was Des Moines Christian 5-1 over Earlham. Ogden beat West Central Valley 13-3. And Woodward Granger a 4-2 win over Panorama. And in other scores, Orient Maxburg a 4-3 winner over Mouton Odell. That's a look at your high school softball and baseball scores there for you from last night. UNI football coach Mark Farley says it's more important to be smart and work hard. And Farley is referring to the precautions that the football team has been taking and working with players as they begin their second week of voluntary workouts. And Farley said that they need to be very precautious, and it's part of their stage process that eventually will lead to all their athletes returning to campus. And Farley says the football team has a responsibility in leading the charge and getting all those athletes back to campus and doing so and leading that process.
You know, sometimes you got to be smarter, you know, than, you know, you got to work smart too instead of just hard work. And this is one of those times that I think working smart is one of those things that is stressed.
UNI is scheduled to open up their football season on September 5th at Iowa. In other college football news, one day after Oklahoma State running back Chuba Hubbard lashed out against Coach Mike Gundy on social media for wearing a T-shirt promoting a far-right news channel, Gundy apologized. Hubbard, who is black, suggested that he may boycott the program after Gundy was photographed wearing a T-shirt promoting the One America News Network, a far-right news channel that has been critical of the Black Lives Matter movement and praised by President Donald Trump. In his apology, Gundy said that Black Lives Matter to me, our players matter to me. The Texas kickoff game between Mississippi and Baylor is moving back a day. Game officials announced Monday it'll be played on Sunday, September 6th at Houston's NRG Stadium instead of that Saturday. It's scheduled to be part of ESPN's Labor Day weekend opening schedule. Both teams are led by new coaches, the Rebels' Lane Kiffin and the Bears' Dave Aranda. It's the fifth edition of the Texas kickoff on the holiday weekend. Kickoff time and network designation for the matchup have not yet been announced. Georgia cornerback Champ Bailey, Syracuse defensive end Dwight Freeney, and Kansas State running back Darren Sproles will appear on the College Football Hall of Fame ballot for the first time. The National Football Foundation announced the 78 players and 7 coaches from major college football who are up for selection to the Atlanta-based Hall of Fame. There are also 99 players and 33 coaches from outside the highest level of college football eligible for induction. Heisman Trophy winners Carson Palmer from Southern Cal and Rashawn Salaam from Colorado are among those returning to the ballot. The College Hall of Fame class of 2021 be announced early next year. And also in other news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his government is open to the NHL operating a playoff hub city in Canada as long as it is allowed by local health authorities. If the NHL returns to play amid the pandemic this summer, it would start with the playoffs and with 24 teams, preferably split between two hub cities. The league has narrowed down its potential sites to 10 cities, including Toronto, Edmonton, and Vancouver in Canada. The NHL has said it will not choose a Canadian city if players are subject to a 14-day quarantine currently in effect at the border. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.